Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Friday night hanging out here at the Pajama Party. I'm here with myself, first of all, Papa DD. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
Kettle sounds a little distant, far away. Yeah, tell them where you are, Kettle.
I'm on assignment at the ATL. I'm checking out the ATL. Yep.
Cool. And I got red wine here with me.
What's up, everybody? This is Red Wine with the long, long stem.
All right, now. Misbehaving already.
You know it. It's Friday night. Turned down for what?
We're hanging out at the Drink Hotel in Chicago, Illinois.
On the magnificent
side. This is a mile on the corner down by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the lobby as usual because we can't afford a room. So we're in the lobby.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous, man. I can't be there.
Anyway, Kettle, you want to run down what we got going on tonight?
I sure will. We got the hot topics, of course. What's popping with Papa Dee Dee? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, with red wine with the long, long stem, as she says. We got the weird news, and we got some crazy stuff going on, too. A new segment, Hit It and Quit It, headline, Living for the City, Hollywood Wrap-Up with me, the Kiss It List, of course, and also The Last Word.
All right.
So.
All right. So we're going to take a small pause for the calls, take a break for a minute, regroup, get all our headlines in order, and we'll get right back with you.
This is Beyonce.
No!
It's Friday night, so run and tell somebody that the Pajama Party is on right now, right here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio. Oh yeah, this is how we do it. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1 to get in on the conversation. Or you can join us online at www.apajamaparty.com. and click the Listen Live banner. So if you want to give a shout-out, wish a happy birthday, hear yourself on the radio, or get your 15 seconds of fame, you need to call us right now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. How often do you get a chance like this? Hey, we're only on till 10 p.m. Eastern, so get on the phone and call us right now. We're waiting to make you famous, even if it is just for tonight. Don't be shy. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1. I'm going to stop by the bar, but I'll meet you back at the show.
All right, we're back with the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Dee Dee. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on? I'm in the ATL.
Yeah, Kettle's on assignment there in the ATL, so she sounds a little distant and far away, but we're going to work with it. And in the studio, I got Red Wine.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, God.
See what you got to deal with, Papa? I'm away.
Yeah, you're the referee. The referee is not here tonight. Mm-hmm. Let's start over hot topics. Red Wine, what we got first going on?
I've got some tech news for you tonight. I read an article that Apple and Facebook are going to be paying up to $20,000 in additional health benefits for women who want to freeze their eggs so that they can delay motherhood and further their careers. That's if they
can do what?
They're going to allow them to freeze their eggs. They're giving them an extra $20,000 in health benefits if they want to freeze their eggs to delay motherhood so they can pursue their career. And they're saying that they want to do this because they want to empower their female employees and others. Now, that's what they say. Now, other people are saying they're trying to get female workers into delaying motherhood to further the cause of the company.
That's what sounds like to me.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how you look at it. Because if somebody wanted to do that and couldn't afford it, now they're saying, here's another $20,000 in health benefits, freeze your eggs and have babies later.
So freeze your eggs, stay on the job.
Right.
And, okay.
And delay when you want to have children, as opposed to, you know, having them early, taking off the job, taking all your technical knowledge and whatnot with you. So I don't know if that's a good thing or not. So I don't know. I say ask the audience. What do you all think?
Yeah, you want to call in about that, give us a call, 914-803-4306. This particular topic is concerning Apple and Facebook. Now, one of them two get in bed together. Anyway, Apple and Facebook, again, paying up to $20,000. Just going to show you, you know, who's hanging out with who.
Well, check this out. Is there age limit anything on that?
No, I don't know. They just said there's another $20,000 in health benefits for women that want to freeze their eggs. And I believe it's supposed to be starting. One of the companies is going to start doing it next year, and one of them has already started. Let's see. Facebook has already started doing it, and Apple is going to begin offering that benefit next year to their female employees.
That's interesting. Yeah, if you guys got any comments, please call in. Give them the number again, Papa.
914-803-4306.
And press 1.
And press 1, and we'll cue you in and screen you, make sure you're not Taliban. And if you check out, say you're going to air.
Hey,
Kettle.
That's another show, Papa. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a crazy one. Well, one bad teacher. I know we got some more on the bad teachers, but Megan Mahoney, she's 24. She's a former basketball coach and gym teacher. At this prestigious Moore Catholic High School in Staten Island, of course, she faces statutory rape charges. She was alleged sex abuse of a male student. She was arrested for having sex with a 16-year-old minor and over a period of 2 months. Is that crazy or what? So I'm like, okay, when does she have to say what now?
She's 24 and the student is 16?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, she taught gym and she was assistant coach for the women's basketball team. So the 16-year-old male student said sometimes they would just drive around and they would do it in the car. Come on then, really?
Wow. Well, I got
they
enough
can
bad
use all the classrooms.
I don't know what they're doing in these schools lately, but I got another bad teacher in our nation's capital. There was another one, a substitute teacher, allegedly performing oral sex on a student while most of the rest of the kids were at a pep rally.
Are you serious?
This woman. Yeah, Simone Green, now she's 22. She was called in to be a substitute at the Options Public Charter School in Northeast D.C. And apparently got busted because she and the student, she was down on the floor. He was recording her on his phone, and she didn't know it. And showed it to some friends, and word got out. And next thing you know, she got a call from the police saying that they heard there's been a report about an incident at the school, and they needed her to come down to the police station. She didn't realize that the police already had confiscated the student's phone. So once she got that call, she starts texting the student, asking him, look, what's up? Why are they calling me? I'm scared. I'm about to cry. You know, all this kind of stuff. And the police were already intercepting those text messages from her. So she kind of implicated herself, even though they already had the evidence on his phone.
So what charges is she coming up, you know, they're putting on her?
Let me see. It says they got all these different court documents. They got court documents showing her performing these sex acts as many times. The guy said he wanted her to perform this sex act as many times as his football jersey number. Now, I don't know what number was on his jersey, but that's what he told her he wanted her to do.
I think he was number 99.
I don't know.
I was getting ready to say, I hope it wasn't no double digits. See, Papa, see, you misbehaving over there.
I don't know. She was charged with first-degree sexual abuse of a minor.
Mm-hmm.
What is up with these bad teachers?
I don't know.
He came out of school themselves, 22 years old. But then this guy was 17, so they, you know,
yeah.
He just came out of school a couple of years ago or so.
I mean, have they heard of that campaign that say no?
Mm.
I guess they didn't hear about that, right?
Exactly. I guess we're going to reissue that one, Red Wine.
I'm just saying. Just say no.
Uh-huh. You need to have
all
that
right.
One next time on your commentary then.
Okay.
What you got for us, Papa?
I got something called Ready, Set, Shop. So if you're mapping out where you plan to do your shopping for Black Friday this year, you might need to alter your Friday plans because Macy's is opening up at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving evening.
What?
Macy's? Are you serious? Is that the one with the red
Thanksgiving
song?
Evening?
Yeah, while the
committee. The turkey's still on the plate at 6 o'clock.
Turkey's still on the plate. Family still arguing.
People trying to watch the football game.
Mm-hmm.
That's not everything. Right. That's not right.
I feel for the Macy's employees because they probably got there about 5 o'clock. So, you know, telling.
We're going to put Macy's on the kissing list. What y'all think?
Yeah,
I agree.
Well.
Let me see what the Macy's employees are saying about it.
So the question is, if you call in.
All right.
If you want to call in, the question is Macy's being greedy or just being desperate? I mean, it seems like everybody's trying to beat Walmart to the punch.
Yeah.
It seems like they're the main dogs that's doing all the winning. So
they
have on Thanksgiving Day before people even done eating, before they done started farting and doing whatever you do after you eat.
That should just be against the law.
So.
I know that's right. Let's write that into law, y'all. Let's make a new law. Can nobody work on Thanksgiving Day? If they do, they will be fined.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
McDonald's is closed that day, so. All
right. Yeah, sure. You're right. But I check this out. I got this one called Rocky Mountain High. Truly. Police are warning parents in Colorado to check their kids' candy from the Halloween batch. Something called pot candy. It's going to be available in the warning labels on this type of candy. Say it won't be available till after Halloween. That sounds like a bunch of crock to me. What y'all think? What's up with that?
Wait a minute. So they got candy that has pot in it, but the warning labels aren't going to be available until after Halloween?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of that stuff on the news, and they got, like, little gummy candies and all kind of stuff that looks like stuff for kids, but it's really not.
Yeah. What they need to do, put adult candy on there or something? You know, it's just crazy.
They need to put something on that label that says this candy product or whatever contains marijuana, not suitable for children. You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just too much weed up
there. Colorado's getting out of hand. It's Rocky Mountain candy for real. Rocky Mountain sugar high.
Yeah. See, you know what? Now, here's a real quick solution to that. All they got to do is go to Office Depot, get some of those Avery labels that come three columns on a sheet, print some stuff on there, and just peel it off and stick them on those little candy bags and packages, and there you go. And then when you get your official labels that are actually printed on the real bag, then you don't have to do it. But at least you can put something on it so that when people buy it, they can't go home and say, well, I didn't know. And if they go home and peel the thing off, that's on them.
So what is the Avery label? Do you have to be bougie on every show?
I'm talking about a company that makes labels.
Hey, Papa, I'm convinced. You're right. Red Wine, she does get paid more than we do. She's smarter than we are.
How about gum label? What is Avery?
How about no?
Avery
well, look,
label.
If you guys got
my
any,
goodness.
If they got any comments, they can call 914-803-4306. You guys want to take a little CC break? Because y'all need to regroup over there. See, I can't referee y'all over there.
Yeah, you're not here, so that's what's happening. There's
I'm
nobody
just
here.
Saying. You know what I'm saying?
You weren't
I'm
here
just
to
saying.
Make, you weren't here
well,
to make.
Well, Red One, take us to a CC break then.
Yeah, I'm up here drinking V8 and water.
Okay.
You're not here to make the drink, you know.
Yeah,
so,
bartender's on assignment, so
I'm
we are
too
spending
sore
our
up in here.
All right, we'll be right back after this brief break.
It's the Friday night adult talk show, The Pajama Party, on Blog Talk Radio. Produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Visit us online at www.apajamaparty.com. Click the banner and you can join us online or call us right now at 914-803-4306. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and call us now, 914-803-4306, and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved up front just for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Pass it on. Now let's get back to the Pajama Party crew and more of the Pajama Party. That better not be my robe.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle, who's on location there in ATL.
Hey, what's going on?
Cool, she's still there.
Uh-huh.
And Red Wine, of course. Yeah, we're here with Red Wine.
Yeah, I'm right here. That's right.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Good evening.
She's here like the spider
web. What's going on, Red Wine, then, Miss Smarty Pants?
I have another story about revenge porn. I don't know if everybody knows what that is, but there are some new laws that are being passed now to make revenge porn against the law. And basically, revenge porn is when people fall out with somebody and you have illicit or nude pictures or compromising pictures, whatever they may be, of that person, and then you go post them on whatever website you choose to use, you know, just to deliberately embarrass the person or shame them, whatever.
And that's called revenge
porn. It's called revenge porn.
Wow.
So now they've made it against the law, because at first when it started happening, it was predominantly men posting pictures of their exes or whatever. But now, of course, the table is turning, and you got a lot of women that are posting
it
now.
The new men.
We're not going to
have
that was a previous show, Papa
D. Well, it's coming true.
So,
go ahead, Kettle.
I was going to say, so does the porn mean that it's no clothes allowed? They have no clothes on?
pretty much. It's usually, I mean, for it to be porn, I would think it has to either be pictures of them having sex or pictures of them naked, one or the other.
Oh, wow.
So over the weekend, a woman in Virginia became the first person charged under that new state law, which went into effect in July, which now makes it a criminal. Yeah, they made it a criminal act, posting nude pictures of someone on the internet without their consent.
So a female got busted.
A female got busted. She was the first one in Virginia to get busted under this new law.
Women aren't, in fact, the new men.
No, women are now able to get busted for the same thing that men were doing before.
Well, they had issues the whole
behave
time.
Over there, Papa. Behave.
See, where's the referee?
This thing.
I'm too far away.
A woman
so,
is
what's the girl's name? What's her name?
So this lady's name is Rachel Lynn Craig. She's 28 years old. And what happened is that she was having an argument with a former boyfriend, and then she allegedly, she stole a naked picture of his current girlfriend from his phone and posted it on Facebook. And then
wait a minute, that sounds like some shiggity to me, because it sounds like he gave her the picture.
Judy
Aaron. Come on, man.
I don't, you know, what I'm trying to figure out is
that
if they weren't together
like
anymore, how did she get hold of his phone to get a picture
see
of his current girlfriend?
There's some shit going on.
Probably
sounds
was
like
that.
He was still creeping.
He was still creeping on that, exactly.
But anyway, she got a picture of his current girlfriend, posted it on Facebook, and then started bragging online about how she posted this picture, and she posted a warning to the current girlfriend not to mess with her. So then she ended up getting arrested. Yeah, she got arrested like 2 months after, and the woman charged her for revenge porn. So that's she posted these pictures. She put them on Instagram and on Twitter, like 2 days or so after the new law went into effect. So if she had done it days before, she probably wouldn't have been in trouble. But she did it a couple days after the law went into effect in Virginia, and now she's in trouble.
Can I get a disclaimer?
Wow.
Oh, boy.
what did Papa say?
We're in trouble already. He's asking for a disclaimer.
Okay, here you go.
All righty, stand by.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
How come people can't just hit it and move on?
I do not
what
know.
What is all this going back to it? I'm mad at you. I'm pissed off at you. Whatever, whatever. There's a gazillion people in the world.
I do not
There's
know why they won't just walk away.
A gazillion penises and the two gazillion vaginas. And everybody trying to go back to the shit they didn't have.
Well, one guy, he preserved some, but we're going to talk about that story later. That's in the weird news later.
Well, I mean, the story goes so far as to talk about this website that I never heard of, but it's a website called shesahomewrecker.com where women were posting, and this wasn't nude pictures, but this is where women were posting, I guess, articles or stories or, you know, postings about men that cheated or women who they were cheating with. To basically embarrass women, to say, yeah, she's a homewrecker. She was doing this and that with my man behind my back and this and that.
What town is this happening?
Well, the lady who got busted was in Virginia. But the website is a worldwide website.
Wow.
So don't anybody go to that website and post stuff. But
well, anybody go to Virginia?
Yeah, you might want to be careful if you're posting revenge porn on people. Don't do it.
They out of VA.
Anyway,
if anybody got any comments or questions on what we're talking about, dial 914-803-4306. What else you got for us, Papa?
You can also listen to us on the web at avajamafari.com. Next story I got is Skip Bayless. He's one of the commentaries on a show called First Take on ESPN. Him and Stephen A. Smith. Now, Stephen A. Smith was put out of business for a while for saying some stuff about Ray Rice and how women kind of put themselves in a position to be beat or something by aggravating guys. And another guy said something about Roger Goodell, and he got suspended for a while. But Skip Bayless didn't get suspended. And what he had said that Kobe Bryant, when he had a shoe out years ago, I think it was like 2001 or two.
Something like that.
He first had his first sneaker out. It didn't sell that well. And Skip Bayless, he was actually saying that at the time, Kobe Bryant wasn't black enough. Well, he wasn't strong enough. Or he didn't really have an edge.
He didn't have enough street credit.
He didn't have enough street credit. But when he went up to Colorado, when he went up to Colorado and tried to bang that gray girl up there in the mountains and got busted. Gray is the code for white that we use on this show, by the way.
Okay.
He went up to the mountain to try to hit this gray girl and got busted. The girl said, I ain't know who he was. Who the hell don't know what a 6'10" Negro plenty of money with a Bentley and everything else? I don't know. Who was he? Anyway, but after he got busted, Skip Bayless claims that once he got busted, now people started looking at him now as being a stronger black man, a black man now with a stronger backbone.
Yeah.
He literally said this
stuff. Talking about he had more sizzle now.
He got more sizzle as a black man. Now he could sell sneakers because he got his edge off of him.
So he was saying that it made him more marketable?
He made him more. He wasn't no
That's
longer.
Great.
What is the term you use for black men that aren't a threat?
He wasn't a non-threatening
He was a non-threatening black man originally until he tried to knock loose with that gray girl. And then he...
He cost
him a lot of money.
That charge, they're saying that.
Made him sell sneakers.
But I saw a picture of that tennis shoe, that first one that they tried to put out.
Mm.
That thing was That's why it didn't sell.
I heard that.
That thing was butt ugly.
Say what you want to say, Red Wine. We're not going to spin you or fine you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
They need to put that that in the dictionary. I like that, butt ugly.
It was horrible. I don't even know if anybody bought it. I don't know who bought it. Because if they did, they couldn't have worn it too many places because it was horrible.
Wow.
Somebody must have been in there trying to sabotage his shoes anyway, if it was that ugly, but ugly. Mm. Is that two T's or one red one?
That's two T's, but ugly.
Sound like a new fragrance, but ugly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Wouldn't that be a funny one?
Yeah,
all
would
right,
be. I got Tony Stewart. Everybody knows Tony Stewart, the NASCAR driver. He's in the news again. He jumped into a fight with another driver, backed into driver Keselowski.
Ski. We'll call it Ski.
Okay.
He inadvertently ran into him from behind. The entire field hit it toward pit road.
What?
So, yeah, I don't understand. What is he doing? As a result, NASCAR fined both drivers for their behavior on the track. And,
now, wait a minute. Is Tony Stewart the one that killed somebody before?
He just off the
August?
Cuff of running into a driver and killing him on the track. And he, you know, he's another George Zimmerman. They just wilding loose. You know what I mean? They could set people free, but, you know, you could set an elephant free if you want to. He's still big as hell, going to knock everything around that's moving. So
I don't understand.
You know, between George Zimmerman and Tony Stewart, you know, they both set them free. And,
but they only fined him $25,000, and they fined the other guy $50,000. Is that crazy? So
yeah, but
who else has to die or be injured before they do something about him, this guy?
It's definitely going to help that wrongful death suit that's put up by the family of the gentleman that he hit. That's going to be a big feather in their cap to show that that man still has a temper and somebody needs to tame
him. It sounds like he's got some anger issues.
He's had anger issues forever.
I'm putting NASCAR on the kiss it list because they need to handle him. I don't know why they don't make him sit down, take his whatever it is you have to be a NASCAR driver, take his license, his certificate, or take his keys, whatever they got to do. But, I mean, if you kill somebody, you're still driving into people, fighting people and stuff, you got a problem.
Yeah, and it was back in August. And he killed the car driver, Kevin Ward Jr. And he hit him. And that's just sad.
That's not cool.
But
Tony
Stewart must have some money, or he must have family backing. Something's going on. He knows somebody up high in NASCAR.
He's part of NASCAR. NASCAR is I can't even explain how much clout that NASCAR possesses. You know, it's major. It's major.
Well,
you
I
know?
Don't like them.
And nobody, you know, just to reference another story on that, you got the gentleman in place for the Minnesota Vikings, the running back, Adrian Peterson. When they were going to let him play, all these sponsors were falling out, saying if he plays, we're going to fall off. We're not going to sponsor you anymore. Tony Stewart literally killed somebody, and the race car world is all sponsors. That jumpsuit they got on got about 50 tags on it of every little mom and pop business out in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
And nobody pulled out from that. So NASCAR
is
planet. It's planet. NASCAR is
sound
big.
Sound like some mess to me.
It's big. It's serious.
It does to me. You're right.
Anyway, you want to take a break? Want to move on? Okay.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Ray Wan said, let's keep going. All right. Let's
finish up this fourth.
Yeah, we sober tonight. See, we would, you know.
Behave, Papa.
Anyway, let's talk about Joseph Randle. Joseph Randle is a running back for the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
He makes about $500,000 a year. But he was caught stealing a pair of underwear.
Oh, my God.
A pair of underwear, not a pack.
A pair.
I thought underwear came in threes or fours.
But he just wanted one pair.
He just wanted
a What else did he steal, Papa? Is that it?
He just needed
one pair to put on his butt because he only has one butt.
Well, everything else was in the laundry, see, and I need
is
to
that
pay.
What it was?
One pair for
yeah,
one butt.
He wanted to go one more day without washing clothes. Anyway, we all been there.
Not I.
All right. Let he who has got down to their last pair of drawers cast the first stone. Anyway.
Where's my rock?
Anyway, And he also stole a cologne bottle tester.
The tester.
The tester.
Not even a real bottle.
The bottle that sits on the counter got the big ass word on it, tester.
Maybe he can't read. Maybe that's the problem.
Oh my god.
But here's the twist though. Here's the twist. Just yeah. like anything else, when stuff happens, businesses wanna breed off of it and do their thing. He was hired to be a spokesman for a company called Me Undies. Remember that? Me Undies.
Me Undies. I haven't seen
that. Was
that
the same brand that he stole? Or?
I don't know.
I wear some stuff called Two Times First myself. It has a little pocket in the front. It feels like a good-ass bra when you put them on. You know, you put on a good bra. That's what he feels like. Times first.
TMI.
Yeah, give me a disclaimer.
Y'all behave over there now.
I'm trying to.
And the following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay. Two times first. I'm not trying to advertise them or nothing like that. But this underwear, it's a two and then a time sign and then one ST. They got a pocket in the front of it.
A pocket like you can put your wallet in?
Your wallet goes in it. But when you put them on, it's like putting on a good bra. I mean, your stuff sits down and just be quiet all day.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you.
But the company is called Me Undies, and they're a Los Angeles-based lifestyle brand that he's now partnered with. And Me Undies, they're going to pay him, first of all, enough money to cover that $29,500 fine that the Cowboys gave him, and they said they're going to supply him with enough underwear for the rest of his life. So he's going So he's dumb as hell because he ain't going to get paid. He's going to get paid in draws.
I hope he got some money out of the deal, too.
But he ends up getting charged with a Class B misdemeanor because it was a step over 50, but lower than 500, according to police. He had a little bond on him, and
this Monday night, I hope he has his drawers on, the drawers that he stole when he played the Redskins, because the Redskins, if he do have them on, they're going to snatch them off.
That's all
I got to say on that note.
Well, I got one last sports news story. I don't know if everybody heard about this one, with the Russian Tennis Federation president. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, Shamil Karpyshev. He has been fined $25,000 by the World Tennis Association Tour, and he's been suspended from the tour for a year for questioning Serena and Venus Williams' gender in comments that he made on a Russian television show. He appeared on this late-night Russian talk show, and alongside of a former tennis player, Alina Dementieva, and when he asked her what it was like to play against the Williams sisters, he then jumped in and referred to them as the Williams brothers. And then he went on to say, it's frightening when you look at them. So the World Tennis Association has fined him $25,000, which is the maximum allowed under their rules, and told him that he owes the Williams sisters a personal apology, which, as far as I know, has not happened yet. And then he later said that he regretted a joke. He claims it was just a joke, and he says he regrets the joke, and he doesn't know why it's garnered so much attention, that he didn't think that the incident deserved so much fuss. Then he went on to say that the Williams sisters are outstanding athletes who personify strength and perseverance. So I say to him, you know what, whatever. You've been banned. You've been fined. Go somewhere and sit down.
Kissing it too, right?
Oh, yeah. You know,
I know you did.
He's talking about Serena while she was looking forward at you.
I don't know which direction he saw her, that he's observed her, but I don't know how anybody could say that Serena looks like a Williams brother.
That's what I'm saying.
They stupid.
I don't know. But I'm glad they fined him for that.
No, but people, as usual, people make jokes about people of color all the time, like it's a national pastime, and we've gone over that countless amount of times on shows, and we kick it around, and we make jokes of it, but it's serious business, and the way you're perceived, you know, you're almost on a primate level, the way you're perceived. So no matter how you think you look in the mirror in the morning, when you step out to some society, you're only going to look like how they perceive you to look. So we're going to take a small break here and come back with some other things.
Coming back with the Hit It and Quit It headlines.
All right.
Living just enough, just enough for the city.
Okay, but why are we doing Stevie Wonder? I thought we were doing pajama
party. Well, I was talking about my little one of my segments of Living for the City.
Join the party.
Now you ride me.
That's every Friday night at
9.
Pajama party. No
yeah.
clothes allowed.
Kettle and red wine. Step on my parade. I had the mic first, and they're coming in just trying to, you know.
It's my turn.
Oh, she's gonna sing.
Call us at
914-803-4306
and press 1
to be put into the queue. And say what you have to say. You can read off what we're talking about and come up with a new subject of your own.
We're free.
We're liberal. We're
what
easy.
Eastern time.
Eastern time. We're here at 9 p.m. Friday nights at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock
West Coast. And maybe 7 o'clock in the mountains or in the
seven in the mountains,
around Michigan,
Central.
Michigan and New Orleans and all that. We're like an hour back.
Yeah,
but 9 o'clock on the East Coast.
9:15
will
be tea time.
It'll be time 9:15.
Don't be late when you listen up. It's 9 o'clock on the dot.
That's right. Every Friday night.
We'll see you there.
Goodbye.
All right, back here at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle. She's on location.
Hey, what's going on, people?
And, of course, red wine.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
what you got for us, red wine? Hit it and quit it headlines.
Hit it and quit it headlines. These are fast headlines that we go through that we just make note of and let you know what's happening around the world. What we got, red wine?
Okay, first up, we got the Queen of England has officially joined Twitter.
Ooh.
Good for her. She sent her first tweet out early this morning. And if you want to tweet the Queen of England, her handle is @BritishMonarchy. So if you want to get a tweet to the Queen of England, send it to @BritishMonarchy.
I am the Queen.
The Queen tweeting. Yeah. What did she first say? Anything?
She was talking about some science thing or something that was going on, and she sent a tweet out about that.
Oh,
and then she probably gave the royal wave.
Probably so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, we lost iconic fashion designer Oscar de la Renta this week.
Aww.
He left his mark on the world of fashion forever and will always be remembered for bringing beauty, style, class to the red carpets of the world. May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
So, Red Wine, did you ever get one of his pieces?
I could not afford Oscar de la Renta gowns and things, but I have looked at them, and they're beautiful.
Not you, Red Wine.
No, I can't afford it. They don't pay me enough on the pajama party salary
he
to afford Oscar
well.
Gowns.
I might add, back in the day, jeans.
I don't think
nice.
I ever had any of his
they
jeans.
They were expensive, but they made the worst ass look very nice.
Oh, really?
They just had a kind of, the jeans were kind of, you know how Sergio Valente had that little 80s
yeah,
look?
Yeah, I had Sergio.
But Oscars were like,
no, I didn't need any additional help, so I didn't need
that. You could put a horrible ass in those
jeans. I didn't need that.
That
I could wear leaves and make it look good.
You know what? Red Wine is like stroking the ego. She's breaking her arm, patting herself
I'm
on the back.
Just saying.
Yeah, okay.
Moving on.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has come out with a new sandwich called the Zinger Double Down King.
Ooh,
what?
This monster sandwich has beef, pork, and chicken.
All in one sandwich?
Yes, it does. And it comes with a big old heart attack on the last bite. It uses spicy chicken filet in place of the bun. There's no bun. There's chicken filet on either end of it. The hamburger's in the middle of it. And it's topped with bacon.
Oh, my God.
When you get done eating, let me get a disclaimer real quick.
That sounds like they're going to kill somebody.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
When you get done eating the sandwich, your heart will say, "What the fuck are you trying to do to me?"
I need some buns. I'm sorry. Calories. I need some buns on my sandwich.
It has so many calories and so much. It's all protein. But you can only buy it in South Korea, thank God. I guess they're trying to fatten them up or something.
Or they trying to kill
South
Korea.
There's no bread involved. And it sounds good. It's in South Korea, it costs $7.
Ooh-wee.
And it's
I ain't messing with it.
It's a mess. And like I said, your heart will... It's crazy. And it's going to come to America just like Ebola and everything else.
Oh, my God.
Everything ends up on the steps.
See, Papa, why you had to go there? See?
Everything ends up on the steps, over the gate, and on the lawn.
On a happier note, if you're looking for a Halloween costume, I spotted one today that you guys might like. You can get this one that is totally covered in diamonds. It has 70,000 diamonds, and it's like a spandex bodysuit where you're covered from head to toe. You end up looking like, you know how Spider-Man's outfit looks? It looks like that, except for there's no red and blue or anything in it. It's just all diamonds. Even your face is covered. And you can get it for a mere $1.6 million.
Go ahead, Rewind.
So
you got
it. If you want to get it, it's locked up in a vault right now in London. But write a check for $1.6 million, and it can be yours.
Go ahead, Rewind. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah, I think I might have to go put that on layaway.
Anyway.
I heard that.
What's up with the Blade Runner?
Blade Runner, what's his name? Oscar Pistorius?
What is it? Pistorius?
Pistorius.
Yes.
He was finally sentenced to 5 years for the homicide of his girlfriend.
That's it?
Yeah, but they say he could be out in about 10 months. So
that's crazy.
I don't understand that whole situation. I mean,
what's the world coming to, man?
She died so much in vain, it's not even funny.
I guess that's that South African.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Well, the jail must be so crazy that 5 years must be enough in there.
I don't know.
I think that was a waste of jury time, I swear.
Yeah,
they
took a lot of time.
They need to do something different with him. But as Red One says on a lighter note, talk about my favorite subject, potato chips. Lay's just announced that Maniko Binger McBeth, she won a social media driven Do Us a Flavor contest. It's $1 million prize. She's a nurse in New Jersey, and she submitted the winning flavor. Check this flavor out. Wasabi ginger.
Ooh, that sounds spicy.
Wasabi ginger.
Sounds good. Mm. Yep. So it says if her wasabi ginger flavored chip sells $100 million by July, she gets 1% of that cut. How's that sound?
Wow. On top of $1 million? Go ahead,
there you
girl.
Go. This was inspired by our grandmother's handmade rose. Wasabi ginger rose? Wow. So three other flavors had made it. Cappuccino, mango salsa, and cheddar bacon mac and cheese. And those finalists, they still win $50,000. Not bad.
Dang, I should have submitted one.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to come over with, Red Wine?
Red Wine.
All right, then. I know that's right.
Red Wine potato chips.
That's a good potato chip. Tastes just like red wine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got another one for you. It says Joe Camel isn't going to be able to smoke at his desk any longer because the Reynolds American, which is the nation's number two tobacco company, will no longer let its employees smoke.
That's out of Virginia, right?
I think they are in Virginia.
I think they're in Richmond, Virginia. You can see them off at 95.
You see the Virginia, North Carolina?
Nah, I think it's Virginia.
Virginia?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, they're not going to let their employees smoke in the office anymore because they used to let people smoke at the desk. You could smoke at your desk in the conference room, all over the building, lunchroom.
What's a tobacco company?
Exactly. And they used to let people smoke all over the place, but now they're putting a stop to that starting next year. And they are constructing an indoor smoking area for the people who do want to smoke. But what they are going to do is they said that the traditional cigars, cigarettes, and pipe tobacco in the building will not be allowed, but they will let you use smokeless tobacco, which includes those e-cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back to those e-cigarettes again. So you can sit at your desk and puff on an e-cigarette, but you can't light up a cigarette.
What the hell is an e-cigarette?
It's those things with the vapor. I don't know.
Yeah, the vapor. The vapor's got it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know.
That's crazy.
I think the jury's
still out.
Wasn't
that a song called The Vapor?
Yeah. But that's a whole nother issue.
As much as I don't want to do this story, I've been summoned to do it. And he's actually on the Kiss It list later as well. We'll tell you later what he did.
Mm.
Congratulations to Red Wine's boy, Peyton Manning.
Yay!
Breaking Brett Favre's touchdown pass record. Peyton now holds the record with 509 touchdown passes and probably more. He scored, he whipped up on the team the other night. So he's got even more than that. So he's a quarterback, as you know, of the Denver Broncos. It's only because he's been around forever. And he finally broke Brett Favre's record, who's been around forever, ever.
Yeah.
It's not like Brett Favre was any good. He was what they call a gunslinger. He threw a gazillion interceptions, and he was just around for 1,000 years.
Yeah, I was going to say at least 50. Didn't he play for about 50, 55, 60 years or something?
Take up space. I mean, in football, you know, they're getting old. You know, I mean, I got some stuff on the what's popping thing, on that whole older athlete situation going on, but we won't merge stories. But congratulations to Peyton Manning, and that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, congratulations, Peyton.
Mm-hmm. How about Lauryn Hill also?
Oh, Lauryn Hill, not the singer, but the basketball player who she's contracted a form of cancer. She has a tumor in her brain, and she's not expected to live too much longer. And they granted her to play a game with the team next Sunday. And it was so many people contributing to that particular situation that they had to move the venue to a bigger place. She plays for Mount St. Joseph College in Cincinnati, Ohio. And
wow.
The tickets sold out in like 30 minutes, so they did her a great thing. But even though they said that you don't have, that's God's work, you know. So.
Yeah, you're right about that.
We're
going to pray on that one.
Yeah, pray on that.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Lauryn. You do your thing.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill.
I hope you enjoy the game.
Not to be mistaken with Lauryn Hill, the
crazy singer.
You said it. See, Red Wine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, that's a whole nother story. Y'all ought to stop.
Hey, we're going to take a little break here. Break off in a second.
Hey, I just call it like I see it.
Mm-mm.
All right. We'll be right back.
You're in the right place at the right time. It's the Pajama Party. www.apajamaparty.com. Produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Don't just sit there yelling at the air. You've got an opinion? We want to hear it too. Dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306. Don't let us have all the fun by ourselves. We've got room for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Operators are standing by. Well, they're lounging on pillows, but they're waiting for your calls. So call us now. 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Oh, you want to throw pillows?
Do you have unruly children? Do they misbehave in school and get bad grades? Are timeouts completely ineffective? Are you scared to spank them because they might have you arrested? What they need is a new school where discipline is number one and education is secondary. What they need is...
Whoop That Ass Academy.
Here at the
Whoop That Ass Academy,
we don't have discipline problems. Know why? We're privately owned and we do what we want. And when kids get out of hand,
we whoop that ass.
Timeout is for football games. When kids want to show off, we don't give them a timeout. We just
whoop that ass.
We don't make a kid stand in the corner. That's by house plan. When one of our kids gets out of order, we snatch him out of that classroom and
whoop that ass.
Here at WTA Academy, we make sure they learn the basics of reading and writing, math and science. But above all else, they learn discipline. This is what will keep your kids out of jail. Make the world a better place. Sometimes you gotta whoop
that ass.
And we do. Here at WTA Academy, our motto is, we care enough to whoop
that ass.
They may not read and write too well, but they'll act like they've got sense, because we whoop
that ass.
So bring your kids on down to
Whoop That Ass Academy.
We'll get them straight.
Yeah, we're back here at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, Kettle's on assignment there in Atlanta. And
hey, have you been able to catch up with Tyler Perry yet? I know you're down there stalking him.
Mm-mm. Almost. I just saw him a couple of days ago. Saw the back of his head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to catch up with him, though.
Okay, keep stalking
them. All right. We'll be on weird news, Papa.
See, well, we're getting ready to hit what's popping, right?
What's popping?
What's popping?
Okay, what's popping?
What's popping? What's popping, Papa
Didi? A lot of things popping. First of all, it's got a little sports overtone to it, but that's okay because it's news. You know, it's not about the game, it's about the inner game. First of all, let's talk about Janie Buss. She's a descendant of the owner, Mr. Buss, for the L.A. Lakers.
Uh-oh, break it down.
Okay, she made a crazy comment the other day saying anybody that, any free agent out there that doesn't want to play with Kobe Bryant is a loser. So she sent out a message to every free agent. Now, nobody wants to play with Kobe Bryant because he's a has-been. He's a dominant guy that, you know, his time is past. Father time is on him, but he don't want to admit it. He's just like Brett Favre, like I said, I would talk about later. It's the people in sports that just don't know how to give it up. And Kobe Bryant is one of them. And they had different people that they couldn't hold on to. Dwight Howard, who plays with the Houston Rockets now. Carmelo Anthony, who never left the Knicks, they couldn't get him. And lastly, Chris Bosh. They tried to get him during the summer from Miami. He didn't want to leave. But nobody wants to be around Kobe. He's arrogant, you know. He's a mess. You see Kobe on TV. He's a mess. So anyway,
but isn't he one of the best basketball players, though?
Well, he was, but he had bad knees. He had Achilles. He's got, you know.
So you're saying he's done?
He needs the tires wore out, you know, like anything else. I'm not, you know, putting him down. He's a Hall of Famer and all that jazz. He's got, I think, five championship rings. And, you know, he's done his thing. There's not much he could do anymore, you know, like other people, you know. I mean, you got Beyonce, who's, you know, you top out after a while. Some people are trying to get into business, but when you get into business and you top it out, when you get everything the business has to offer, you know, at this point you gotta back off and do something a little different. But anyway, Jamie Buss, who will definitely be on the kiss it list later. You know, we put him in. Yeah, she's gonna be on there. Also, another player on the team, Steve Nash. He's another gentleman. He's 40 years old. Kobe's 36, by the way. And this is like dinosaur age for basketball players and football players. So Steve Nash, he won the most valuable player a few years ago. And he got different – he was lifting a bag and strained his back, and he's out for the season again. So he hasn't really played since he signed with the Lakers a couple of years ago. So here's two has-beens on a team that the team's not going to go anywhere this year anyway. So, I mean, just in a nutshell, it's just between Steve Nash going down and Kobe Bryant being a jerk-off and nobody wants to play with him. You look and see where the Lakers are. And it's so sad because the ex-Laker, Byron Scott, just took over as the new head coach. So he's going to have his hands full big time. And in other news, another person is going to be on a kissing list is a gentleman I talked about earlier, Peyton Manning.
Uh-oh.
Again.
Poor
in
Peyton.
The fourth quarter of the game, Thursday night game. Who were they playing Thursday night? The San Diego Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
He was pissed off at the scoreboard keeper, the guy that makes all the noise and I guess plays the organ and does all the antics. You know, he was just getting happy. They were winning. They were winning. It was in good shape. And he claimed that the scoreboard guy was playing different, you know, little dancing things on there. And the crowd was going, and he couldn't hear himself, and he was called for a delay of game. So he was freaking out there. He's another old
ass. Is that what he was out there waving his arms about?
Freaking out. Him, Brett, we're going to put together a whole senior citizen squad. him, Kobe,
yeah.
Steve Nash, Brett Favre. And then he went on the press conference and said, I got to talk to this scoreboard keeper. Mm-hmm. I got a few things to say to him. Like, you're the supervisor of the grounds crew. Give me a disclaimer, please.
Oh, boy.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Now, this man advertises
Papa John's,
Buick. He's a fucking gazillionaire.
He's got some insurance thing. What is it, Allstate or something?
Yeah, he hums a Allstate song.
Yeah.
And when he says Omaha, I'm sure they're giving him money. This man is a fucking gazillionaire. And he got nerve to get on the press conference and say, I got to talk to that guy that does it. This dude that does the music and stuff, probably making about $13 a fucking hour. And you're going to fuck with him. Ain't that some shit?
He wanted everybody to shut up.
Yeah, like you running something. now, that's the same person where the Seattle Seahawks took it up his gazula in the Super Bowl. Remember that game?
They sure did.
He got so embarrassed at the end of the game, he didn't even take his helmet off. At the press conference, he didn't know what to say. We're not embarrassed. We're grown men. You're fucking losers. They whooped your ass. They didn't beat them. They whooped ass all the game. Woo! I saw the whole game. Seattle whooped their ass, just like somebody may do them this year again. I mean, you could put big money around the team and everything like that, and they did the same thing last year. They had a great regular season, but it's all about the playoffs. But, you know, like I said, Peyton Manning, he's on a kisser list because he has no reason to go after a person making $13 an hour when he's a fucking gazillionaire.
Hello.
Hell, anyway. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Now, here's another story, which I agree wholeheartedly with. One of the partners of the this happened about 5 days ago. One of the partners of the Phoenix Suns, he made his peace because they had a preseason game or exhibition game, whatever they call it in basketball, and they played the San Antonio Spurs. The San Antonio Spurs came to town with a slam lock crew. Nobody was, not even the coach was there.
What?
Popovich wasn't there. What's the gentleman's
name?
All
their main players. Wait a minute. So
Duncan,
they were scheduled to play?
Ginobili. What's the other guy's name? The one that used to go with the Parker.
Oh, yeah. Tony
Parker. Parker, Ginobili. All the main players on the
Spurs.
Where didn't even show up. Not even the coach. They brought some little raggedy team there with San Antonio Spurs on their shirts, but nobody of any significance was there. And what one of the owners did of the Phoenix Suns, he got on the microphone in the fourth quarter when they took a little break. He made sure the game was still going on. During the break in the fourth quarter, he got on the microphone and said, you know what? This is a disgrace. How half this team is not even here. He told everybody in the audience to send me a self-addressed envelope, and I will give you your money back, which was a good thing to do. Because who are these people to think that when you go see a basketball game, you go see the main players, and these people didn't even travel to Phoenix.
That was kind of disrespectful.
It was crazy. They were like, who are these, the Washington Generals?
So does the NBA fine them for that?
No,
kind of
not
stuff?
At all. It's crazy.
It seemed like it's we're crazy. Living in an era of everybody gets these like $20,000 and $30,000 fines for
it's
everything.
It's crazy. And they're doing it every day. Different people go, LeBron's not going to play tonight, blah, blah, blah. So why am I buying a ticket? If the main people, it's an exhibition game. Don't you need to practice when the real season starts? But this is all together to say all this in a nutshell. It's just selfishness on these rich folks' part that their pockets are lined in gold with endorsements and everything else. and they're just being fat and lazy. They think the only time it's time to play is when they're actually on the official clock, but the public out there who's working their ass off for pennies on a dollar they're making on their job.
If it wasn't for the public buying tickets to these games, they wouldn't be making the checks that they're
getting. Nowadays it's not about that. It's about TV dollars. It's about TNT and all these different people that
make but TNT won't carry those games when they see a bunch of empty seats week after week. Well, if people stop going to those games, it's going to be a problem. Because when those sponsors put that money up for those commercials, they want to see that there's people all over that arena. And when you see a bunch of empty seats, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, but all that in a nutshell between Buss, who she's a fat gazillionaire from her father, and Peyton Manning, and the San Antonio Spurs just won a championship last year. These are the people whose pockets are lined in gold, and they're doing what they want to do. So that's just my little what's popping session for the night there.
Well, give us a call if you want to get in on the conversation. We're on 914-803-4306, and make sure you press 1 so that you can get in the queue, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. Or you can visit the website at apajamaparty.com or follow us on Twitter at apajamaparty. And we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hey, this is Kettle with the Yellow Top. I'm waiting to hear from you tonight. I'm at the Pajama Party Live. You can reach us at 914-803-4306, or you can check us out on apajamaparty.com. I've got my opinions, but I want to hear yours. Papa Didi and Red Wine are trying to beat me down, so I need you to call back and back me up. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing, so call me now. 914-803-4306. I'm right here on WBJP Blog Talk Radio. Waiting
to hear from you.
Here it comes. I gotta go.
Yeah, welcome back to the pajama party. I cooled down after that. All that rich folk. you know, disrespect on the congressman. You still with us, Kettle?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Cool. Kettle's on assignment in Atlanta.
Stalking Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry
watch, huh?
And I got Red Wine here in the studio with me.
Yo. Good evening, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
That's the fact.
How can I get an assignment like you, Kettle? Who do I have to know to
Tyler
get
an
assignment? I'll go to Atlantic City, anywhere. Okay? I'll go to Camden.
Next time, right. You'll go out on assignment next time, Papa.
Take me on assignment. I'll go to North Philly.
Okay, what you saying? Okay, speaking of just saying, tonight's topic for I'm Just Saying, I want to talk about some stuff going on with Papa Didi's least favorite topic, social media. There has been an issue that has come up where basically social media, as we all know, is taking on a life of its own.
I do not do social
media. But this one has gotten really crazy because now you got federal agents that are jumping on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, the people at Facebook sent a letter to U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration people demanding that their agents stop impersonating users on the social network. So what's happening is that the agents have been creating accounts in the name of people that they have arrested or people that they're investigating so that they can gather more evidence against them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, like, is that really fair or even legal for that matter?
Well, when you went on the site, when you said check here for terms
and
conditions.
Recently the DEA has seized a woman's phone and then later created a Facebook account in her name. Now, this lady's name was Sandra Arquette. And she was totally aware that the DEA agents were masquerading as her. Now, these people, this person, it was a male agent. He created an account, had pictures of her, picture in her underwear, a picture of her with her son. He's posting all this stuff on her fake Facebook account. So her family and friends, et cetera, are communicating back and forth, which was the whole point of creating the fake account.
Mm.
And I'm just saying, like, that to me just doesn't seem right. I understand that the agents have to do what they do to do their job. But, I mean, is that not a form of identity theft? because it's still your online identity. Now, what you put out there is...
But see, Rewind, the thing is that she knew about it, and...
No, that's the thing. She didn't. She did not know. When they seized her phone, the story goes on to say that right now she is suing the DEA agent that set up the account, and the Justice Department is backing the agent because they're saying that the agent has a right to do all of this. And I'm saying, did they really? And if they do, then that's disturbing on a lot of levels.
And what's Facebook's position on that?
Facebook is backing her up. Facebook is saying that the DEA was being deceptive in their actions and that they're threatening the integrity of the Facebook community by doing this, by creating these fake accounts and impersonating people, because they're saying that it's taking the safety and security that people have when they are communicating with people on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we all know that, you know, a lot of people get located on Facebook by the police for various criminal activities, and et cetera. But at least the police are finding people legitimately. If you put your face out there and your name and all, and then you break the law and the cops find you on Facebook, that's on you. But when you have a DEA agent that takes your phone, takes your pictures out, creates an account masquerading as you, that is a totally different situation.
I got you.
Well, you know, I don't know what kind of ranking he got, but see, in retaliation, then Facebook is shutting down these accounts when they find them, all these fake accounts. They're shutting them down. They've even reached out to the president, President Barack Obama, to say that something needs to be done about this kind of activity. So, you know, now how the DEA got the lady's phone is that she was arrested on charges related to cocaine distribution. She pled guilty and received probation. But the federal prosecutor said that she implicitly consented to the fake account by granting access to the information stored in her phone. And I'm saying that that's bull. She gave them access to the phone because they probably strong-armed her and said, okay, part of the deal is we need to be able to see your phone. So by her turning over her phone, saying, all right, I'm complying, I'm cooperating, she turned over her phone to the DEA agent. They then took that and said, okay, well, that also meant you gave us permission to set up this fake account. And I'm trying to figure out, how does turning over my phone mean now you can create a fake me?
Because you're not really turning over your phone. You get arrested, they're giving you a manila envelope saying, put your phone in here. And when the door is closed on the cell, hell, they can wear your watch if they want to.
Yeah, but that's different from walking around parading around as me. You create an account and you're me. You take pictures out of my phone of my children, my family, my friends, and post them on the account to make it look like this is really me.
So they created the account to get information on her? Is that what you're saying, Red Wine? They created the account to get information. Is that what you're saying?
Right. They created the account to try to get more damning information on her. And she'd already copped a deal and got probation. So I just don't understand.
They're trying to get the bigger fish. They're trying to get another fish out of the
deal. I don't understand, like, how far can they really reach with this? So all I'm saying is, you know, you better watch yourself, everything you do, because now it looks like, you know, our friend Big Brother can reach even further. And now it's like they can obviously create another of you online.
And Papa Didi don't do social media.
I know you don't, Papa Didi. But I'm just saying that
they can reach real way up high if they want to. They're gonna find some, you know what, some sugar honey iced tea on me.
But I'm just saying, this is another case of technology butting heads with the federal government on our civil liberties, and I don't like having my civil liberties taken advantage of. Now, I understand if you break the law, you have to deal with the repercussions. But is it really fair or even legal for them to do this kind of stuff? So I don't know. If we got any people with legal knowledge, call us and explain it to me, because I'm just saying this sounds like some mess. And I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right. And I think they need to cut it out. So give us a call.
914-803-4306. Nothing I don't do is that easy pass.
I know.
But you go through the...
I know you don't like any of that stuff.
Go through the tolls and it tags your ass.
See, I like all that stuff.
That's a... Give me a disclaimer real quick.
Oh, my God.
Real one.
See? I was trying to hit it and quit it, but you know how it goes. Let me get this right here.
What's your language, bud? We're on the air.
when you put a easy pass on your windshield or your dashboard, you might as well stick a pogo stick up your ass.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Track it down, Pop.
And everything you're doing. Whether you've been to Baltimore, Philly, Jersey, Connecticut, New York, back to Boston, back to Cleveland. Somebody's measuring the home. Everybody's measuring where you're going.
They're measuring.
They're tracking you, and they're sucking money out of your bank account.
Well, that's what it's for. So I don't have to sit in that line.
Okay, so
this little thing on the front of your car has your bank account.
And also registering where you're going.
Well, that's true. Well, you can't have one without the other. If you want to go through quick, that's what you got to do.
I'd rather stand in line.
Okay. I'll see you when you get there, because I'm gone. I'm going through the easy pass.
If you got questions or comments, anything we're talking about, dial 914-803-4306 or AvaJamaParty.com. And I got to keep Red Wine and Papa away from each other. I can't do too much because I'm down here in ATL, but I'm going to try. So,
stay away from social media.
Okay, yeah, you keep trying.
Stay away from easy pass. live free or die.
Yeah, okay.
So where are we going next? We're going to get the weird news?
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're coming back with Living for the City.
All right.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Pajama Party on Blog Talk Radio. The Pajama Party is produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment at www.dchomegrown.com. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306 and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved just for you at the Pajama Party, so call us now. And remember, it's PJs only, no clothes allowed. Pass it on. Log on to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner or call 914-803-4306. Now let's get back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Is it tea time, darling?
Okay, yeah, we're going to move right along here. I'm back at the Pajama Party, one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle, who's on assignment in Atlanta.
Hey, what's going on?
And Red One.
Yeah.
Anyway, Living for the City is another segment I have in addition to what's popping. This here, I'm just going to throw a couple of mouths over here. We're only here till 10:30 tonight. Bristol Palin, Sarah Palin's daughter.
Uh-oh.
She was at a party. The whole family was at a party. They was involved in a drunken fight at a house party last month that started when she was defending her younger sister. They even say that Sarah Palin's voice, when the audio tape was obtained by ABC, you can hear Sarah Palin saying that that was her sister, Willow, who's 20 years old. She was only coming to her defense. So Bristol, who was probably pissed drunk, got into a big thing, but we're gonna make a long story short. Bristol Palin went public and said, the reason why the media beat me up about this is because I'm a conservative. She said,
really?
I quote her on this. Bristol Palin said, if I was Chelsea Clinton, now, you know, Chelsea Clinton just had a baby, right? Bristol Palin said, if I was Chelsea Clinton, they wouldn't have dragged my name through the mud like this. Now, the word is that Chelsea Clinton heard this while she was breastfeeding.
Oh, my God.
And the titty fell right out of the baby's mouth. That's how mad Chelsea was. When she heard that Bristol Palin said some shit about her, the titty fell right out of the baby's mouth, and Chelsea proceeded to be pissed off that Bristol had a nerve out of all the things in the world being drunk saying, if I was Chelsea Clinton, y'all wouldn't treat me like this. Chelsea Clinton's like, I'm married with a new fucking baby. Mm. The fuck are you using my
if
name
you
for?
Keep my
B-I-G.
Name out of your mouth.
Anyway, and then last thing I want to go on, and like I said, we're short on time. We're going to talk about Halle Berry for a minute. Let's go back. Let's do a little backstory on
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. I like Halle Berry. I liked her in when she was fine as hell in movies like Boomerang and the movie where she was trying to get that club back when she was fine as hell. I don't know what the hell she is now. But let's wrap this up. You know that allegedly Eric Benet cheated on her. So she went on Oprah, dragged his ass through the mud, called him all kinds of sex addicts and all that jazz, knocked his dick in his watch pocket, you know, fucked them all up. And all of a sudden, she goes out and gets knocked up. Not married, not engaged, just knocked up. Out of nowhere. Okay? Now, all of a sudden.
But she's grown.
Yeah, she's grown. I'm not knocking what she did. But she's kicking your husband to the curb to go out and get a baby daddy.
Yeah.
Anyway, now, after that, Thanksgiving Day, when she was getting the child from the baby's daddy, gets into a fight with the French guy that she was engaged to at the time. He knocked the shit out of baby's daddy in front of the baby. Now, on the back end of this now.
Ghetto drama.
Yeah, that's why it's in the Living for the City segment, because I take no prisoners.
Okay.
Okay, ghettos and everybody. Now, on the back end of this, Halle Berry is paying her baby's daddy $1,000 a month in child support. Halle Berry's lawyer put out a statement yesterday saying he refuses to get a job. Would you get a fucking job?
Why should he?
I would sit back on my ass and spend every $16.
I'll volunteer to be the baby's daddy.
Dollar for dollar.
That's a good job right there.
I'd spend that money slow. I'd buy penny candy with that shit. I'd be spending it so slow. But anyway, what I'm saying is that. Halle Berry's got a lingerie line coming to Target.
Yay.
Now, you think that she would bring a lingerie line to Kmart and Sears, who's closing stores and going to be laying off 5,000 people. But nah, she goes to Target. All right?
Target got the big
If you've
money.
Seen the backstory on Target, that was a family of, you know, gray folks that started years ago, back when black folks couldn't do shit and didn't have shit. Okay? Like I said, racism is not so much about the people that suffer through racism, but the people that took advantage of racism.
She can go either or, Papa. She in between.
Well,
she can go either or.
She gonna go where the money is.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
she's only selling lingerie to offset that $16,000. That's
what
I'm getting.
Yeah,
anyway.
I would too. There's nothing wrong with that.
But that's our girl to kick my man Eric Benet. Eric Benet got remarried. He's doing well.
He married Prince's ex-wife.
Exactly. So he's still doing his thing.
He's
so
happy.
God bless Halle Berry. I remember in Boomerang when she was fine as hell.
Okay.
But I don't know what the hell she is now. But she still looks all right. Anyway. She's cool. But she's
all right. Well, let's move into this weird news. We got quite a bit of it tonight. We're going to try to get through it.
Okay,
Papa. What you got?
All right. Let's go. In Central Florida, which is Daytona Beach, a building contractor constructed a brand new $750,000, 500-square-foot home for a customer. Turns out that they built it on the wrong lot.
Oh, my God.
They mistakenly built the house on a neighbor's vacant lot by accident. Nobody noticed it until it was finished. That's bullshit. That neighbor knew exactly what the fuck was going on. Anyway, and I didn't get a disclaimer.
Yeah.
I apologize for cursing without a disclaimer. Red wine, I hit it with a pocketbook. Anyway, so the county says that they apologized and the developers, you know, it's a mess. What you got, Kettle?
Speaking of getting the wrong house, a foreclosure crew in Oklahoma cleaned out the wrong house.
Listen, what? Another wrong house?
A foreclosure crew cleaned out the wrong house?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that.
Cleaning out the house across the street from the right one, and now the homeowner, Daniel Austin, he says he's out of $10,000. because they took everything. A neighbor called and told him somebody was moving things from his house, but by the time he got there, the house was already cleaned out. They cleaned the entire house out and left nothing. The homeowner is waiting for a settlement. $10,000. Come on now. Look, he must have been in another state. What took him so long to get home?
I don't know where he was. Probably at work or something.
$10,000 ain't a lot of shit. That's just a fucking, nowadays, a piano and a damn dresser. Anyway, what else you got there?
This guy named Alan King, South Wales in England, he spent 2 years faking medical ailments, including seizures. He claimed he was comatose. He ended up swindling this elderly guy out of $64,000.
What?
So now he's pleaded guilty of 19 counts of fraud. And they said the guy, he worked as the caretaker for his elderly neighbor. So he funneled $64,000 out of this guy. And it's crazy. Just doesn't make any sense.
So he got busted eventually when he wasn't walking around in a coma anymore, huh? I mean, laying up in a coma.
You got it. It says Knight avoided appearing in court to face charges on the $64,000 fraud and on two occasions by checking himself into a hospital. So he's going to cry wolf. He cried being awarded to the hospital instead of appearing in court. But they said he was driving to the grocery store and they caught him. They got a video camera and stuff like that. They got him on a video tape, you know, going into a grocery store, convenience store.
That's crazy. Well, you know, people always get caught eventually. Well, I got one last weird one for you. This one's out of Antwerp, Belgium. There's this artist named Peter de Coupere, who has created a new work of art for the eyes and the nose called the Deflowering. Yeah, it's called the Deflowering, and it contains, get this, the scent of vagina. I don't know how he did it, but it says that he crafted a statue of the Madonna, or some people would call it the Virgin Mary, out of what he called frozen holy water. For his artistic performance, he puts the statue over top of a spot that's carefully fashioned to smell like a woman, or as he calls it, vagina. So when the holy water the vajayjay. But when the holy water starts to melt, the immediate vicinity of the area gives off this scent.
So he put the statue on top of a super, in other words.
See, that's not nice.
What did Papa say?
I'm not going to repeat it.
I ain't say nothing.
So what he does is that as the statue melts, it takes about 2 hours to melt, and as it melts, he encourages the people that are watching it melt and inhaling the aroma to come and put their fingers in the puddle so that they can take this vaginal smell along with them for a period of time. So when asked why he did it, he said that to him, religion has been a very conservative and old and closed idea, and that art is the opposite. It's progressive and open, like a vagina. So that's how he seemed to come up with this whole
progressive
thing.
Progressive and open.
Open like a vagina. That's what he said.
That's some stank stuff.
So he says that, you know, he thinks that this is something that's very innovative, et cetera. And he says that the scent is not synthetic, that he had the scent created in some lab somewhere. He doesn't know how they did it, but he just says it's not synthetic. So how he got booty in a jar, I don't know.
Look, that's a whole nother show. Papa could tell you, but that's a whole nother show. So we better get over to the kissing list.
I tell you, that was some weird news.
Who we got on the kissing list, Papa?
Let's just go to the kissing list. We run out of time here. We had to get our kissing list in.
Well, we're going to do the cocktail of the week.
Yeah, we could do them both, but the cocktail of the week is called the Widowmaker. The Widowmaker. Okay?
Getting ready for Halloween, I guess, huh?
Anyway, it's 3 ounces of hypnotic harmony, 1 ounce of vodka.
Sounds good.
1 ounce of grapefruit juice. 1 ounce of grenadine. Yummy. It's called the Widowmaker. It's 3 ounces of hypnotic harmony, 1 ounce of vodka, 1 ounce of grapefruit juice, and 1 ounce of grenadine. You combine all the ingredients in a cocktail shaker filled with ice, shake and strain into a martini glass, and garnish it with a fake black spider.
Mm. You didn't say fake black.
For real. If you don't like the first, put a real one up in ammo. Anyway.
It sounds good to me.
Okay, yeah, we're getting short on time, so we're going to go to the kisser list. You got your kisser list there, Kettle?
Yeah, yeah. We got the repeat offender, Robert Cadell, and the Russian Tennis Federation President, Shamil, calling Serena and Venus Williams brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that a mess?
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Macy's moving the start of the Black Friday to 6 o'clock on the Thanksgiving night. Are they crazy? Kiss it, kiss it, kiss it, kiss it.
Mm-hmm.
Who else we got?
Peyton Manning, his behavior on Thursday Night Football.
That's your boy.
Acting like a rich-ass fool. Trying to regulate how the scorekeeper did his job. $13 hour scorekeeper, and he's a fucking gazillionaire. Anyway, ESPN for keeping the double standards when it came to reprimanding their sportscasters. Some of them they get rid of, some they keep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got NASCAR for not removing Tony Stewart, the driver who killed another driver and been causing fights with other drivers, hitting people with his car and whatnot. So NASCAR, you're on the kiss it list. We got Sears for planning to close at least 100 stores, which is going to cause about 5,400 people to lose their jobs so they can switch to what they call an asset-light business model. Give me a break, Sears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We also got Representative Peter King. He's a Republican out of New York, for his continued pattern of inflammatory comments about Muslims. This week, he said that mosques are nothing but incubators for terrorism. Really, Mr. King? Come on now.
And the San Antonio Spurs for leaving the players in San Antonio when they went to play the Phoenix Suns and went up there with the Washington Generals. Instead of taking a real damn and people paid for the tickets.
That ain't right.
What you got? What you got for him, Red Wine? I know you got something for him.
Oh, yeah. We got, wait a minute, we got who else?
Jesse,
you got Jeanine Buss.
Yeah, Jeanine Buss, owner of the Lakers, for saying that if a free agent doesn't want to play with Kobe Bryant, you're a loser.
Uh-huh.
His old ass needs to retire. And Tabasco Sauce Company.
Uh-oh.
They have the incubation series for 3 years for their spices. And when I saw them on TV, they showed it while the Tabasco sauce is being incubated in the barns. Black folks are running the barns, keeping the little canisters incubated. But as they move up to the next level, it's all gray folks working the new machines when Tabasco sauce gets back into the building.
So the black folks are doing all
the
hard manual labor.
Yeah, they're down in the barn doing all the hard shit. And when it gets upstairs, it's, you know, gray folks. Anyway.
That's messed up.
And last but not least, Bass Pro Shop. It sells all the, if you look at one of their commercials, they got a black guy on there wearing a NASCAR shirt, pushing the cart with fishing rods and all kind of shit.
Yeah, that's kind
of
crazy.
Let's hit this.
All right, well, we got something for everybody on tonight's Kiss It list.
Kiss
here it is.
My entire ass. Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.
This world, kiss my ass. Kiss my ass.
We're going to go to the last word. My last word tonight is, Kettle, we know you're in Atlanta handling some very personal business. And we send our prayers to you up there and hoping everything will turn out for the better on the things you've got
Thank
trying
you.
To do.
Thank
and
you,
And I just want to say again, shout out to the Naked Chef running around in D.C. cooking up something for somebody. Do your thing, Naked Chef. And thanks to everybody.
Hello?
Okay. Kettle, what's your last word?
My last word, just want to thank, shout out to the Hampton Inn in Fairburn, Atlanta. Dorothea, Derek, and Jeff, thanks for everything, all your love and support. That's my last word.
We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to the Pajama Party, and we'll talk to you guys next week, same time.
All right. Hey,
all right.
Shout out from Atlanta. All right.
Good night.
Peace
all right,
out.
Go. Take care.
All right.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheer.
Well, when you, I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
Party cool, keep it real for you.
No clothes allowed.
Summer party.